Track 4, King Charles's Charities. In this coronation month, Holly Louise Eales reveals royal links to Norfolk charities and how the new King Charles III has been helping good causes across the county for decades.
Norfolk's hundreds of medieval churches are an architectural wonder, and one of the most spectacular is Walpole St Peter in West Norfolk. It has a rich history of royal patronage, and its current patron is King Charles III. Several restoration projects through the generations had royal support, and King Charles has visited many times. He is patron of the Norfolk Churches Trust, founded almost 50 years ago to help protect, preserve, and keep open one of the greatest concentrations of medieval churches in the world. He visits local churches when he is in the county, joining congregations for services and events. He regularly worships in the churches on the Sandringham estate and joined the congregation at nearby Castle Rising Church earlier this year. The King was also an early patron of the National Music in County Churches charity, which was founded in Norfolk. He has regularly joined audiences in the Norfolk churches hosting concerts. Its first concert was held in Sowell Church near Reefham in 1989, and it went on to help more than 50 beautiful churches raise funds and host worldwide, world-class musicians. The most recent Norfolk concert features the Tenebrae Choir in the magnificent church at Clye next the sea, with the Prince of Wales in attendance. The next is in Snettisham in July. The King is patron of the Sandringham Flower Show and traditionally attends the popular annual event set in the Royal Parkland with a backdrop of Sandringham House and Sandringham Church. The 2023 show on July the 26th is the 140th Sandringham Flower Show and will include a profusion of flowers, fruit and vegetables, floral art and show gardens by leading designers. Many of the region's leading nurseries and horticultural specialists exhibit, and there are also equestrian events and a military band. The Flower Show is one of the oldest horticultural shows in the world and welcomes visitors from all over the country. Proceeds go to local charities. Our Gardening King, with its mission Gardening is for Everyone, the Norfolk and Norwich Horticultural Society aims to ensure everyone has a chance to enjoy gardening. One of the oldest provincial horticultural societies in the country, it was founded in 1829 and is affiliated with the Royal Horticultural Society. Members range from farmers, professional horticulturalists, allotment holders and flower rangers, to hobby gardeners and those who love visiting other people's beautiful gardens. Norfolk and Norwich Horticultural Society has for many years been very grateful for the patronage and support of the former prince. General Secretary Leslie Webdale said, "All our committee and members send our very best wishes to King Charles III on his coronation and thank him for his ongoing support and encouragement around environmental issues."